It's a startling fact. Black people in Boston are denied mortgage loans at 3 times the rate of white people. And Hispanic applicants are twice as likely to be denied a loan. Those are some of the findings of a new WBUR analysis of mortgage lending from 2015 to 2020. It's part of a deep dive into disparities in access to home ownership in Boston. Here to tell us more about the project is senior business reporter Zininjor Mwemeka. Hi, Zininjor.
Good morning, Rupa.
Zininjor, what made you look into mortgage lending disparities?
Well, looking at mortgage lending is a really interesting way to examine inequality. Here's the thing. Buying a home is considered part of the so-called American dream, right? But it's also more than that. Homeownership is the main way most Americans build wealth, and most people need a mortgage loan to do that. So we wanted to look at mortgage lending to learn about where people have access to homeownership and where they don't have access, and how this breaks down by race. When we find that Black and Hispanic residents run into more obstacles to financing a home, it has broader consequences, and that contributes to a homeownership gap. So in Boston, the homeownership rate for white residents is 44%. It's 30% for Black residents, and even lower than that for Hispanic residents. And in looking at city data, we found this gap has actually widened since the federal government outlawed redlining in 1968. We also know that homeownership is one of the main drivers of the racial wealth gap, which leads to all sorts of other disparities.
Okay, so what did you find when you dug into the data?
Well, I should first shout out our data reporter, Sarab Datar, who did our analysis for this project. We found that 6% of all loan applications to purchase a home get denied. But as you mentioned earlier, Black and Hispanic loan applicants were denied at rates 2 to 3 times that of white applicants in Boston. We also looked at denial rates geographically, and we found something else really interesting. We found it's harder to secure loans to buy homes in majority Black parts of the city. Lenders denied loans in these areas at 2.5 times the rate of white areas.
Did you talk to anyone who's been denied a loan about what that experience was like?
Yeah, I spoke with Manny Bello, and he is really at a crossroads of two of our findings where we see higher denial rates. He's Hispanic and was looking for a home in Mattapan, a majority Black area. And he found his dream home.
It was the perfect fit. And I was just in love with the house, you know.
Manny spent several years working towards this. He worked his way up to become a manager at a janitorial company he worked for. He even started his own cleaning business on the side so he had more income. He also built up his credit score. And he said his loan officer told him he had the perfect package.
I went through the pre-approval. I went through the pre-screening. I went through everything. And right at the last minute when I'm already working with the underwriters, I get denied.
That must be so disappointing.
Yeah, he was really devastated. Manny said he was told the loan got denied because his cleaning business was a few months short of 2 years old, so that income wouldn't be considered. In other words, the lender would only factor in one of his streams of income, which just wasn't enough to get the loan he needed for that house.
So I'm wondering, what did lenders say about these higher denial rates for Black and Hispanic applicants seeking home loans?
Lenders say the data don't tell the full story. They say the higher denial rates we see can be explained by differences in credit scores, debt, and income. But there is research that examines these exact factors and finds they don't actually entirely explain the racial disparities in denial rates.
And we're talking mostly about home loan denials, but that comes with a ton of context, right? So was there anything else you looked at in the surrounding data?
Yeah, so denials is one piece we examined. We also took a look at where lending is happening and not happening in Boston, and we found disparities there too. Most home loans go to majority white parts of the city, while there's a lot less lending in majority Black areas in Boston. So we see this uneven pattern of access to homeownership in Boston, which has a long-standing racial homeownership gap. And to be clear, there are several factors at play here, and we found most notably is where new development is happening in the city. You know, homeownership has so many benefits in terms of wealth, stability, and just having something to pass on to future generations. So we also took a look at some local organizations that are trying to close Boston's homeownership gap, and we'll have more on those stories this week.
This is such important reporting. WBUR senior business reporter Zininjor Mwemeka, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Rupa.